This show was first broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Hey everybody, this is Brennan Cruiser.
And Taryn Wallace.
With me and my mates. The cool show for mates with disabilities.
Brendan and I have been mates for many, many years, and it's cool that we can come together and bring you a show focusing on disabilities and helping educate people in the community about different disabilities and what is available, as well as inspiring those of us with disabilities.
Keep on listening to our great show.
Hey everyone, this is Taryn Wallace.
And Brendan Creswell.
And you're hanging out with me and my mates and, yeah, doing things a little bit differently again today. We are coming to you both from our homes and
an annoying Zoom call that was bloody hard to get into.
Please, the technology. Yep. Yeah, we always
meant to start at 2 o'clock and it is now 2:41.
That's all right, we got there in the end. That's the main thing.
Yeah, technology can be handy, but when it doesn't work properly, it is a blooming pain in the ass.
Yeah. So it's been a while since we pretty much touched on things relating to keeping safe in the community, especially now with COVID pretty much will be Omicron, like it being everywhere in the community. And I think everybody's got their views, you know, some people saying, oh, well, we're all going to get it. Other people saying, well, I'm just going to be mindful anyway. But I think with this climate that we are in right now, it's more important than ever to ensure that you are safe, that those that you love are safe. And just to follow the rules and regulations, although the whole thing is quite confusing because I feel like, you know, restrictions are being loosened. We've had all the protests and everything. And I think that a lot of these things, it's just getting more and more confusing. And I think people are just becoming more and more anxious, perhaps.
And also, I've noticed that a lot of people don't seem to care anymore. Like, I've heard rumours that, oh, it's going around, no one can escape, just don't bother wearing your mask. And I say, well, we'll still go visit our mates and all of that. And, you know, I can kind of see why people, you know, might be like that. But at the same time, if you're like that, then it's going to go around worse.
Yeah. And I think the main thing is to just to do what you feel is right. You know, everybody's going to have different opinions. Everybody's going to have different takes on the same thing. And I think the main thing is just to do what you feel like is right. Say, for instance, we're doing our show from home today because I'm just trying to keep to myself as much as I can and only going out every now and then. Just trying to stay away as much as possible.
Yeah, like I'm getting a bit like that. Like our bowls club started again the other week, and I think there was only me last week, and maybe me and one or two others this week that were wearing masks.
Mm.
And, you know, like, okay, I know people, you know, what's the word, shouldn't be made to do things. But, okay, wearing a mask is annoying, but you have to look at it like this. Do you want to protect yourself or protect yourself and others too?
That's right, yeah. And I think that's really important, as well as, you know, to protect yourself, but it's also about protecting those around you, especially if you are compromised in some way with your health, or if you live with people or know people who are compromised with their health.
And like with me and you, Taryn, with our disabilities and all of that, it means we could probably get it way easier. So, you know, I'm definitely vaccinated, and I guess you are.
Yes, yep.
And yeah, we need to be. If nobody was vaccinated, the numbers would just skyrocket, and they are already.
Yeah, they are skyrocketing, but I think the main thing is with the vaccine, apparently the effects of COVID aren't as bad. And we've spoken about this on the show, I think last time we kind of covered this, which was last year sometime actually, so it's good that we're sort of picking up on it again now that things have changed once more. And I think this has been the whole, you know, everybody's been getting, you know, really concerned, if you like, about the mandate, what do you call it, protests and whatever. Last Wednesday particularly really upset me. But once again, you know, we all have our own opinions and we all have our own views on things, and people are going to have different views. And I think, once again, you know, we all have, you know, it's each tier to our own, really. Some people are really against the mandates and they will, you know, push and push for people to agree with their point of view. Other people are pro-vaccine or mandates or whatever. But I think the main thing is that we just need to realise that everybody is going to have their own points of view. And the way that I see it is that, you know, we all have decisions of what we want to do with our own bodies. So, and you know, it's really hard because we're being influenced so often by what we see on the news, by those people around us, by social media. And it's so easy to, you know, be easily influenced, if you like. But I think if we know what's right for us and what we feel like is right for our family and our loved ones and for our health, I think it's important that we stand by what we feel is right.
Okay, time for a song. Yeah.
This fight, I was called to speak life.
Listening to Me and My Mates, Access Radio 104.4. Today we're touching on, once again, we've spoken about this a few times on the show, but times keep changing, and with that we need to, you know, adapt as well. So we've been talking about the current situation in New Zealand with regards to Omicron and keeping ourselves safe and keeping others safe. So I kind of thought about just touching on some little tips and tricks that I thought of in this time in order to be prepared, because I think also it's very important to be prepared in case COVID does come into your household, or if you come down with COVID, it's very important that we are prepared to go through it. And one thing that I've decided is that actually once we've finished the show, I'm actually going to go down and make a big, huge pot of chicken soup, because I mean, what's not more comforting than hot chicken soup when you're not feeling well? So that's going to be... I've already cooked a couple of other different meals which I've put in the freezer, because when you're not feeling well, who wants to cook, right?
Yeah, I made toasties for lunch.
Yeah, and it's also good that, you know, if perhaps you don't have the freezer space where you can stock up on meals, it's also good to have a few easy recipes that you know you can just whip up, even if it is just cans of chicken, or even tomato soup is delicious as well.
Yeah. So I make toasties in a really weird way. For those that don't have a cheese toasted sandwich maker and only a pop up toaster.
You can
still make cheese toasties. Yeah, put your toast in, do your toast. Get it out, chuck the cheese on top, chuck it in the microwave and melt it on the top.
Well, there you go. There's nothing wrong with that. That's actually a really good idea. If you don't have like a toasty machine or
sandwich press, whatever,
You could even do that with, I suppose, if it is whatever toppings you want on it, just put it on your toasted bread and put it in the microwave to warm it up, and that's a really good idea. So that's another little trick if you just want a quick lunch.
I like some weird food combinations. one thing that does give it some interesting flavor is a whole load of American mustard. If you're the kind that loves American mustard, you do what I do when we have it and just squirt a ton of it all over each toastie in like big, huge blobs.
Is it on your cheese toastie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not so bad. It's all right.
My family think I'm nuts. They're like, what are you having that weird stuff for? And it's like, well, it might be weird, but...
I like it, so what does it matter?
Yeah, exactly. So what if everybody else hates it? If you like something, then go with it.
Especially if it makes you feel better. If you're not feeling great, go for it. That's what I say. Okay. And also it's important to make sure that you are stocked up on things like your vitamins. Vitamin C is very important.
Yeah, you've got to make sure you've got all the most important things, food, you know, toilet paper, medicine, all of that.
Toilet paper.
Well, you might need it if you're in a lockdown.
Well, exactly. But this is the thing that I don't understand. Like, you know how people raided the supermarkets for toilet paper? Yeah. I don't get it. I don't understand what the panic was about toilet paper, but there must be a reason behind it. But yeah, it is. It's true. You know, all the necessities, the cleaning products, canned foods, you know, foods that will last a bit longer in your pantry or whatever, easy meals. It's but also to have your things like your Strepsils, your Panadols, what's the other one, ibuprofen, ibuprofen, all those kind of things that help with when you're not feeling very well. I think, I'm not too sure now, but I picked up a big box of ibuprofen from the Chemist Warehouse a few weeks ago. It was a really, really good price, and there's quite a few. I can't remember, there was like over 100 maybe tablets in there. So you can get some, you know, really good deals, but be mindful again that a lot of places are only letting customers take one box, you know, which is understandable really, because everybody's going nuts for these kind of things.
Yeah, and then you get the ones, you know, that might want to, I won't really go much into detail, but, you know, the ones that want to do overdosing and all of that, that's probably half the reason why, you know, when you go to get medications, they don't let you, you know, get so much, because if there's someone out there and they take too much, it can do serious damage to them, whether they intend to or not. Mm. You know, yeah, whether they intend to do that or not, you know.
Yeah, that's actually a very good point. And, you know, it's very hard in this time, you know, especially with mental health. I know myself have been suffering with, you know, a bit of mental health issues lately, but with that aside, you know, it's just a matter of finding ways that we can overcome this. And I think it's just a matter of, you know, as I said, being prepared, knowing that there is a possibility that we could end up with COVID, but also being, you know, trying to be positive about it at the same time.
Okay, time for another song.
She can't see, but know it's real.
Welcome back, everybody.
You're hanging out with me and my mates on Access Radio 104.4. So today we've been going over that dreaded topic again of COVID and how we can cope in this current situation, which is quite frightening and, you know, it's quite daunting and, you know, it is very challenging.
Definitely.
And especially now with, I feel like with everything changing so quickly, they're making new rules and I suppose easing up on mandates and everything. It's really confusing and it's quite hard to try and comprehend where they're coming from with some things. But also now with the rapid antigen testings that you can take at home, and, you know, it's a lot harder to actually... You know, you have to take the initiative to let the health authorities know that you tested positive.
And all your friends and family you might have been around.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was thinking of earlier, but I couldn't think of it until just before, the fact that the way they've changed the system to have to let others know instead of using the scanner thing. Yeah, okay, you can let people know, but at the same time you may not always know every single person you've been around if you test positive and have to
That's
go
right.
You know, okay, I've been around such and such and so, you know, so I reckon some people will do it and others may just do one or two and then go, oh, I don't need to let anyone else know, you know.
Yeah,
but that's not a good way to be, you know. You got to let everybody know.
Yeah, I mean, even if you have got people that were close contacts, I think now you don't have to isolate if you're a close contact with somebody. But I think it's also a courtesy thing as well to let those that you know that you've been around know that you've tested positive for COVID. And also to actually, there is a number, I think, that you can text or call to inform them that you have, you know, of your test results. And they will help you, I think, find, I'm not too sure. I think from what I heard, they will help you with contact tracing and they will help you with, finding the right healthcare and advice for you. So I think it is important to make sure that if you do take a rapid antigen, a RAT test at home, it is important that you do follow through and, you know, do the right steps. If you're not sure, you know, find somebody who can help you. Call up, you know, if you have support or whatever, call them up. And if you can't see them personally, you know, call somebody up that you know that can help you take the steps that you need to take.
And the most important thing is to try and stick to, you know, the regulations, you know, self-isolating, all of that, because you hear of so many people that just go, oh, I don't care, I'll go and do it. You know, if I get sick, I'm the one that gets sick, and yet, you know, goodness knows how many other people could get sick just from, you know, that one person.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you know, it's not only about yourself, it is about others too.
That's right. And as I said, if you have got loved ones and even yourself, it's more important to make sure that you do protect those around you that you love that are more susceptible to the disease.
Definitely.
So, yeah, I think overall it's important that we keep in contact with each other, keep in contact with your friends, ring them up, see how they're going, you know, maybe have group chats. I've been on a couple of, even on Facebook Messenger, I've caught up with a couple groups of friends and we've just chatted. It's been amazing. So find, you know, new and fun ways that you can actually keep up with everyone in your friend circle and just make sure that you're there for each other and to support each other, because we're all in this together and it's not easy. It really isn't. And I think so long as we take the right steps to keeping ourselves and everybody safe and happy, I think the easier this will be. Because I tell you what, it's I'm finding it a real challenge, but
yeah,
I think we all are.
Because I like to go hang out with mates and go nosy in town, and yet lately I haven't been able to do that so much, or at least one good thing. I'm glad I got my new phone the other week, because with not being able to go to town as much, then yeah
it's good that we can, you know, still find ways, even if it is just a quick phone call, just a quick telephone call to a friend, or even if you do decide to go Zoom or Facebook and, you know, keep up with friends that way.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope everyone's enjoyed the show, and catch us again next time. And thanks to our sponsor, Life Skills Taranaki, for their support with the show.
Yes, big ups to Life Skills. And if you enjoyed our show, you can check it out on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. And you can also check it out on Access Radio Taranaki.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.